Empowered Caregiver Show, and we've been talking with Suzanne White from The Caregiver Warrior. Her mission is to share caregiving wisdom from someone who's been there, sharing approaches, actions, and attitudes that worked for her and she believes can work for you. Suzanne, before we dig into the meat of your suggestions, because it sounds like from your story you've got a lot to share, right? But I was wondering, when you are giving your messages, whether it's through your blog or your book or your speaking engagements, excuse me, somebody can't speak here. That's why I'm not doing the speaking engagements, right? But do you divide things as the approach, the action, and the attitude, or do you kind of put it all together in a more general sense when you're giving messages and suggestions?
I think it's a more general approach. However, my whole wheelhouse or my whole take on all of this is self-awareness. In other words, I think self-awareness for the caregiver is really important. In other words, I feel that we have to be very careful about what motivates us and what's going on with us. So any tips or tricks or strategies for me have to come from your mindset. And I think that caregivers need to be really, really careful about what they're going through when they're caring for others. And in my particular case, it was, it was for my family. I had family members, and especially with my mom, and I had to really clock what was happening with me, with the baggage and the history I had with her. So my whole take on how are you doing, caregiver, is what are you feeling, caregiver? And I think then the conversation can go from there. Because, quite often we don't think about what we're thinking about or feeling, even physically, or your shoulders, what's going on with us? It's not something we pay attention to.
That makes sense. And, self-care means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And then we always kind of roll our eyes with the whole bubble bath and go get a manicure and pedicure and that nice stuff. But doesn't always
It doesn't take you the full mile.
Right. So when you're saying self-care, it's more about going inward in learning how to support yourself and discover yourself in your needs. Am I understanding that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, and you can have the other stuff at your disposal. In other words, my latest book, The Self-Care for Caregivers, has stuff in that about, when you're shopping for Pampers, like for adult diapers, or Depends, make a stop at the bath body gel counter for yourself and throw that in the basket. But having said that, you need to know when you need to pull those tools out. In other words, if you're just plowing through and not paying attention to the fact that, you have a splitting headache, or you're nauseous, or, you're about, you're up here with your nervous system, you're going to hit the wall. So, we're all going to have caregiver burnout. It just, stop the caregiver. No, we're all going to have burnout. Do you want to hit the wall at 20 miles an hour, or are you going to hit the wall at 150 miles an hour? That's what I want to discuss. And only if you're self-aware or you're aware of what you're going through, can you then say, halt, my hungry, angry, lonely, tired, what do I need to do? Do I need to eat something? Do I need to scream in the closet? But be aware, don't wait until it's too late. So my whole thing is really check out, who you are and what's happening.
This is really resonating with me because I'm thinking about some of the times that in caregiving for Nicole. She's my daughter with special needs. She's 21 and has autism, epilepsy, and an intellectual disability. So the complexity turns medical, emotional, cognitive, all this stuff, right? And for a long time, I was running at 150 miles an hour. And I was like this and up. And I did crash into the wall. And it was bad. It was a bad panic attack. And that's so... I don't ever want to be there again. And so I'm so glad that you're describing it as, of course we're going to burn out. Of course we're going to break down. But let's do it at 20 miles per hour, which is where I think I am now with a lot of the work I've done, which has been around exactly what you're talking about. How do I tap into how I'm feeling so that when I do want to scream, I'm not screaming at Nicole while I'm also doing six other things and then just escalating her, right? I need to go step outside or, you know, wherever I need to go in a closet and just get that out. And I really, really appreciate that metaphor, that vision. I'm visualizing myself slamming into a wall at 150 miles an hour and now at 20 miles an hour. And I'm like, yeah, that is a little bit more comfortable. So I think I'm going to keep doing this self-awareness stuff.
So is self-awareness
it's amazing.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to say that what I find really interesting is I'm sure you're so aware of her triggers, right?
Yes.
I mean, right? You can spot one of her triggers from like a mile away. I want us to pay attention to our triggers when we can also. Do you know what I mean? It's
Excellent. Like
I didn't know what my triggers were, you know, but I knew what my parents' triggers were. Do you know what I'm saying?
Excellent.
So,
yes.
I mean, yeah.
That is an excellent point. I have a dog that's dog aggressive and she requires long walks. So I am always on the lookout in every direction. You know, where is there a dog? How is this going to go? And never aware of myself, you know, what's going on. And sometimes I will stop and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am panicking. I am stressed walking this dog. I need to dial it back a minute for myself because she can feel that too. But not that we're here to talk about dogs. But in getting the sense then, is that the underlining theme of your book, creating the self-awareness? Or can you tell us a little bit more about the book?
Absolutely. There's four areas of what I consider concerns for caregivers, you know, emotional, spiritual, soul, physical, and even the practical side. So I've come up with 140 tips in those four areas. And it's basically things that I used or that helped me become more aware of myself. And then perhaps when I was really right before I went knee deep into stress, you know, stressors that, you know, things that I could do to soothe myself, you know, everything from, you know, screaming, you know, mm-hmm. in the car, you know, I had a friend who would scream in the car when she was driving home, and it's great. 'Cause you know, nobody hears you.
Exactly.
You know? Right, exactly. And, you know, just things that we can do to get us back in our bodies and our souls and to really pay attention to our emotions. You know, and again, we're back to triggers with no matter what being it is, we all have triggers, you know, and we all have triggers. Some of them are old triggers. Some of them are trauma triggers from you know, childhood. So we need to figure out what those triggers are, be aware of them, and then, you know, do stuff to go, you know, navigate through them.
Right, exactly. Well, before we go to this break, I do want to encourage people to visit your website to read more about the book that's coming out and the ebook that you offer free. Your website is www.caregiverwarrior.com, and that's where they can also see some examples of your blog and what an amazing writer you are. We'll be right back after this short break to talk more with Suzanne from Caregiver Warrior.